ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयं उदीरये
ततो जयं उदीरये
नष्ट प्रायशो भद्रेषु
नष्ट प्रायशो भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
ग्रन्थरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय।
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
हरे कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजीज एंड माताजीज फॉर टेकिंग आवर टाइम for Krishna Katha. Today is very interesting. Everybody's problem will be discussed. What we all go through and then solutions given by Srimad Bhagavatam. So Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
This is 1.4.15. Sa Kadachit. सरस्वत्या उपस्पृश्य
उपस्पृश्य
जलम शुचिः
जलम शुचिः
विविक्ता
विविक्ता
एक आसीना
एक आसीना
उदीते
उदीते
रविमण्डले
रविमण्डले
स कदाचित् सरस्वत्या
स कदाचित् सरस्वत्या
उपस्पृश्य जलम शुचिः
उपस्पृश्य जलम शुचिः
विविक्त एक आसीना
विविक्त एक आसीना
उदीते रविमंडले
रविमंडले
सह हे कदाचित वंस
सरस्वत्या
ऑन द बैंक ऑफ द
सरस्वती
उपस्पृश्य आफ्टर फिनिशिंग मॉर्निंग एब्ल्यूशंस जलम वॉटर शुचि बीइंग प्यूरिफाइड विविक्ते कंसंट्रेशन एक अलोन आसीन बीइंग दस सीटेड उदिते ऑन द राइज रविमंडले ऑफ द सन डिस्क ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद की। सो वंस अपॉन अ टाइम ही व्यास देव सूजी इज टेलिंग वंस अपॉन अ टाइम व्यास देव जी As the sun rose, took his morning ablution in the waters of the Saraswati and sat alone to concentrate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The river Saraswati is flowing in the Badrikashram area of the Himalayas. So the place indicated here is Samyaprasha in Badrikashram where Sri Vyasadev is residing. Okay. So, last time when we had met, we had seen that in the first canto, Mataji, English is okay for you. So, first canto, fourth chapter, fourth and second verse to 12th verse, we saw that the questions which were posed by Shaunak Rishi to Suta Goswami. Somebody is there?
No.
Oh, okay. So these were the questions. So after the stage was set and Sutji reached there, then Shaunakadi Rishi, they first glorified Sutji, Sut Mahabhaga. He said, all glories to you. And then he asked these questions, eight questions are asked. What are the questions? Last time we had finished those, we will just summarize. Question one is, relate Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Sukhdev Goswami. Please tell us Srimad Bhagavatam, is the request. Second question, this is happening in Naimisharanya. Shaunakadi Rishi is asking Suta Goswami that please tell us Srimad Bhagavatam. When and which place it first began, please tell us that. Why it was taken up and who inspired Vyas Devji to compile the literature. Why was it done in the first place, he is asking. How was Sukhdev Goswami recognized? See, very interesting question. So many people are coming and going, how come he was recognized? How come Parikshit Maharaj met Sukhdev Goswami? Tell about the great devotee Parikshit Maharaj. Why did he want to, he meaning Parikshit Maharaj, Why did he want to give up everything including his life? Devotees live for others. So why did Parikshit Maharaj wanted to give up his body which was shelter to others? These were the questions which we last time discussed. Very briefly we can take the answers also. Relate Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Sujji is going to narrate now Srimad Bhagavatam. When and which place it first began, so we will see that that will come in later when it first began, when Naradji comes, why it was taken up and who inspired Vyasadevji to compile the literature. So Naradji had is his guru, he is the one inspired, just very briefly, we will see as we go along. How was Shukdevji recognized? Anybody remembers last time we discussed this? There are two points. When Shukdevji enters, there were two reasons why everybody recognized him. And before he reached, all the great sages, and in fact some of the incarnations were sitting already before him to arrive. First of all, Naradji was already there, which is his guru's guru. His father and guru Vyasadevji was there. Parusharamji was there. And Bhrigu Muni, and there are so many. Vashishth Muni, so many they were. So how was he recognized? Prabhupada gives answers to both of them. In future this comes. First is by his lakshan he was recognized. By just looking at him, his tej and bodily effulgence, they just, it comes. Other than Vyasadevji and Naradji, if I am not mistaken, all got up to welcome him. So he was recognized by his lakshan, number one. Prabhupada writes in purport, later on it will come, that he was recognized when he spoke. The moment he opened his mouth, they recognized, "Are Baba, ye to, he is some." They say, no, in office also, till the time you are mouthy or shut, nobody knows you are a fool. The moment you, my ex-boss used to say, for a whale to be harpooned, it must spout. How is whale captured? When the whale is going right, nobody can capture whale. But for taking oxygen, it comes up and it releases a big fountain of water. That time the fishermen are ready with the harpoon. The moment it comes, tuck. So this is in the reverse sense, that the moment you open your mouth, everybody knows what you are. So here, when Shukdev Goswami opened his mouth only, they knew, my God, who has come. Tell us about great devotee Parikshit Maharaj. So we know that Bhagavad Gita is what Bhagavan said. Bhagavatam is what he did and what the devotees did. So devotees discussion, tell us about great devotee Parikshit Maharaj. Why did he want to give up everything including his life? See, Bhagavatam tells us Parikshit Maharaj was Chakravarti Samrat. Nothing lacking in his life. Still he decided to give up. There are again, and for the next also the answer is same. Devotees live for others. So why did Parikshit Maharaj wanted to give up his body which was shelter to others? It looks a little bit odd that when he is serving others, why should he give up his life? So there are two answers later on Bhagavatam will tell us. First one is that he wanted to give up. Prabhupada writes that anything which the head of the family does, the rest of the family has to bear its fruit, good or bad. So he thought that if he takes up the entire curse himself, then others will be safe. He is the head of not only just his own family, he is the head of the universe. So the curse would come to the entire universe. He didn't want that. So he decided that that is one. Second, it says that he was so much opulent. He was a devotee. But at the same time, devotee doesn't mean that he cannot be opulent. It doesn't mean that he'll have to be a murk. Devotee doesn't mean. Devotees are very intelligent. So he thought that with so much of comfort, I will never be able to get virakti, detachment from this universe. Though he was a pure devotee basically, but still he thought like that. And therefore he had decided. So now here, the questions have been asked. Now Sudh Goswami is giving the answers one by one. So the first one, he is saying that, Sudhji said that Vyasadevji, because he had asked the question, right? When and which place it first began, why it was taken up and who inspired. So now the questions will all get little mixed up also, or one to one also, but the all the eight will be answered. So Vyasdevji, one day he got up in the morning, he still resides in Badrikashram, and whenever there is a commentary written, it is said on Srimad Bhagavatam, he personally takes pain to go through it and correct it. I think one of the movies came on Ramanuja or Madhava, one of the movies which came in which his commentary was corrected by Vyasdev. Corrected meaning proofreading. So he got up in the morning. One important point is that anything which we want to dwell upon, it is better to be alone to concentrate. With 100 people, it is not possible to concentrate. Other than for Harinam Sankirtan, which can be concentrated only with devotees. It's a little achint bheda bhed. Bhagavatam is achint bheda bhed. Completely. One side this and one side that is complete. Okay. So he concentrated. And what is he concentrating? 1416, I have not taken all the shlokas. Prabhu will translate. 1416.
The great sage Vyasadeva saw anomalies in the duties of the millennium. This happened on the earth in different ages due to the unseen force of the time.
Ah. So Prabhupada writes that the liberated souls, this is their job actually, including Prabhupada himself. Job. The people in general in age of Kali are too much interested in matter, which is temporary. Because of ignorance, they are unable to evaluate the assets of life. They are unable to evaluate the assets of life and be enlightened in spiritual knowledge. Assets of life, first asset is the body. So they are unable to do this. So he contemplated, and because he is a transcendentalist, he could see what is going to come in future. Here are some of the symptoms which he foresaw, that in the age of Kali, what will be the symptoms which are coming? Bhautikanam,
Chabhavanam,
Shakti Hrisham,
Chatatkratam,
Ashraddhadhanam, Nihisatvan,
Durmedhan,
Harsit Ayusha,
Durgamscha,
Janan Viksya,
Munir
Divyena
Chakshusha,
Sarva Varnashrama. Nam yad
sarva varna samanam yad
dadhyauhitam
amoghadrak.
See, the symptoms are given in what he foresaw when he got up in the morning and he was concentrating. He could see first shakti hirsam cha, deterioration of natural power. The power of the of people residing in age of Kali will deteriorate. Tat kritam ashaddha dhanan, meaning they will be faithless. Nihisatvan, impatience will be there because mode of goodness is not there. Durmedhan, they will be dull-witted. Rasit Ayusha, Ayusha means life, duration of life. Rasit meaning it will be reduced. Durbhagancha, they will be unlucky. So this reminds of one more shloka.
Sumandha.
That is the one. Prayan alpeshu sabhya. Kalau asmin yuge jana. Mand sumand matiyo mand bhagya hi upadruta. It's all coming. Its symptoms are same. So they have to be repeated. Okay. But we will today, shloka of the week, we will see that the antidote to this. That will be the shloka of the day. And so what is the translation? Prabhu, do the translation.
The great sage who was fully equipped in knowledge could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus, he contemplated for the welfare of men in all the statuses and orders of life.
Yes, so he saw that all these are things are going to come. So he thought for the welfare. A welfare also means shreyas. Ek hai ekantata shreya, ek hai only shreya. But unfortunately at this stage he thought of Shreya. Naradji will come and tell him Ekantata Shreya. That is the difference. Okay, so
he thought means Vyasdeva.
Haan, Vyasdevji is thinking, Suji is telling that Vyasji got up in the morning, he took bath in river Saraswati, and after that he was concentrating, and he saw that in the age of Kali, all these symptoms are going to come, people's natural powers are going to be reduced, their life will be reduced, they will be dull-witted, they will be less intelligent, and all these problems will happen. So he thought, let me think about the welfare of the people in general. That is what hitam, the word used is here is hitam. He thought that let me do something good for them. Please don't forget that Vyasdevji is literary incarnation of Krishna. So he is showing us the way basically. Okay, so here it goes. The power of all material objects will deteriorate by influence of time. Duration of material body. Land does not produce food grains in the same proportion as it did in other ages. We can see this. Yeah. Cow does not give as much milk as it used to give formerly. This we can see.
Yeah.
Especially for the Indian cows. They used to give a lot of, now they are giving less milk. Production of vegetables and fruits is less than before. Intelligence is meager. Prabhupada's English is out of this world. Intelligence is meager in people in Kali Yuga. Mutual dealings are full of hypocrisy. In office, wonderful job you have done. Behind the back, that fellow doesn't know a damn thing what he is doing. Full of hypocrisy. So, Vyasdevji knew. It is coming. So, the great Vyasadev, sage Vyasdevji, could see this by his transcendental vision. Liberated souls who can see through scriptures can foretell the future of all mankind. They can see this due to their sharp vision of spiritual attainment. Okay, very interesting. Purport, proceed, Prabhupada, what he's writing. All such transcendentalists like Vyasadev, Naradji, who are naturally devotees of the Lord, are always eager to render welfare service to the people in general. They are real friends of the people in general. Not so-called public leaders who are unable to see what is going to happen 5 minutes ahead. See, he is seeing for the millennium to come. But other leaders cannot see even for 5 minutes. Okay. Here is the unfortunate situation. The unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give a reception to the transcendentalists who are representatives of Srila Vyasadeva, and selfless workers always busy in planning something which may help everyone in the all statutes of an order of life. So this is a classic case. Even Prabhupada had to struggle so much because unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give a reception to the transcendentalists. That is the problem. Okay, Prabhupada writes that Vyasa, Narad, Madhav, Chaitanya, Rupa, Saraswati, etc. They are all one and same. The personalities may be different, but the aim of the mission is one and the same, namely to deliver the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. Okay, so how should I do this welfare? So first of all, what he did, 1419 tells us. Mataji, you will read 1419.
He saw the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas were means by which the people's occupations could be purified. And to simplify the process, he divided the one Veda into four in order to expand them among men.
Yes. So he thought the Veda is one, syllabus is too much. People will not be able to complete it. Might as well do one thing, segregate the Vedas into four Vedas. So he split it for the welfare of the people. Premmai Mataji, please.
The four divisions of the original source of knowledge, the Vedas, were made separately. But the historical facts and authentic stories mentioned in the Puranas are called the fifth Veda.
So what he did was, that first he divided into four Vedas, and also the fifth Veda, which is the Puranas, that also, which has all the histories and facts, that also he kept on one side, so that now people can go little by little at least in these and get self-realized. Mataji, you'll read.
After the Vedas were divided into four divisions,
Paila
Rishi became the professor of the Rig Veda, Jayamini the professor of the Sama Veda, and
Vaishampayana
alone became glorified by the Yajur Veda.
So four Vedas, he had his disciples. Paila Rishi became, he gave him in charge of Rig Veda, that you keep on expanding this one. Jaimini was given Sama Veda. Vaishampayanji was given Yajur Veda. And Prabhuji, Sumangal Prabhu, the Sumantu.
Sumantu Muni
Angira
was, who was very devotedly engaged, was entrusted with the Atharva Veda. And my father, Rama Harshana, was entrusted with the Puranas and historical records.
So, Atharva Veda was given to Angira Rishi, and Sut Ji's father name is Rama Harshana. He was given in charge of all the Puranas and historic records. So he thought, now I have done it, people will be able to benefit and they will be able to go back to Godhead.
So historic record means even Mahabharata, right, Prabhu?
Yes. Yes.
So there is the fifth Veda.
Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, actually more than reading the Vedas, Mahabharata is better to be read and get the assimilation of all the four Vedas, because it has been presented in much easier language as compared to the four Vedas. So actually it is the fifth Veda, and it summarizes the essence of the first four Vedas. Prabhu.
Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, labor and friends of the twice born.
Your answer, Prabhu. Great historical narration called Mahabharata.
So Ramayana will fall, Prabhu. Like,
yeah. Ramayana will also be. It is history.
That is the fifth Veda.
No, this is Purana.
Purana. Yeah, okay.
The history and all, this is all Purana. And fifth Veda. Okay, yes, Mahabharata is fifth Veda.
Yeah. So Ramayana will fall.
Ramayana, I would presume, should be under Purana. It should be. It is a historical fact. It is Purana.
No, but Mahabharata and Ramayana is Idhigasana, Prabhu.
No, but in Mahabharata, the other essence of the technical things of the four Vedas are also put into Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, it is not just the history. It is giving about the how to run the kingdom, socio-political. I mean, it's all kinds of facets to run the economy and the world. It's given. Prabhupada writes in second canto, in the Vedas which are there, four Vedas, which was originally one when Brahmaji actually spoke, there are three sections among the four Vedas. The initial sections and the middle section and the last section. The initial sections basically tell us that basically work hard and party hard. Because Vedas are not meant just for the transcendentalists. It is meant for every walk of life, from anybody. Those who have taken birth as human form, somebody is first time, somebody is last time. There is a huge gap between the two. But the first one also needs to reach. First one can also become the last one in the one life. If he takes to Harinam, that is there.
That is twice born.
So twice born is a dvij. So dvij, there is one is called dvij, one is dvij bandhu. Dvij is the one who has taken birth as not just Brahman, but he is qualified and he has all the knowledge of the Vedas, and he is a practicing Brahmana, not just by birth. That is a dvij. But a dvij bandhu, if somebody is a dvij, a qualified, knowledgeable, practicing Brahmana, that person's relatives or brother, sister, anybody, they may not be this qualified, but they are little related to the dvij. They are not that qualified, just like the dvij. They have not yet reached the stage of a dvij. They are called a dvij bandhu.
And men are expected to read the Vedas. So this is for women and laborers. For the
so what happened is that he thought initially that if I give Mahabharat, so the four Vedas are already there. Now I am documenting the history also, in which Bhagavad Gita is also there. If I give all this, then by this, people in general and women, laborers, friends of twice born, meaning those who are not yet qualified, they would read it and they will achieve the ultimate goal of life. This is what he thought when he wrote Mahabharata. But here comes a problem. 1426.
Evam
pravartasya sada.
Pravartasya sada.
Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Sreyashidvija.
Sreyashidvija.
Sarvatmakenapi.
Sarvatmakenapi.
Yada.
Yada.
Na atusyad.
Na atusyad.
Hridayam tataha.
Hridayam tataha.
Now see, this is a wonderful one. Evam thus pravartasya. Pravartasya means continuously getting engaged. Sada, always. He was continuously and always engaged in what? Bhutanam, of all the living beings, Shreyasi. In the he, that is what he felt is the ultimate good. That he has given Vedas and then he has given the Mahabharat. Therefore, this is the ultimate good. But this ultimate good, Shreyasi, is not Ekantata Shreyasi.
Yeah.
That is what the difference is. So, Dvija, or twice born. This is, Sut ji is addressing Shaunak Rishi. He is saying, Shaunak Rishi, Sut ji is telling Shaunak Rishi, hey Brahman, when Vyas Dev ji wrote four Vedas and Mahabharat, he was engaged in the ultimate good like this continuously. Sarvatmekena api, by all means, he was doing best for the people. Na atushyat, but he was not satisfied. This is the problem. Where he was not satisfied? Hirdayam, in the mind. Tataha, at that time. So, translation, Mata, you will do translation.
O twice born
Brahmanas.
There is a light shadow, so I won't be able to
Okay.
O twice born Brahmanas, still his mind was not satisfied, although he engaged himself in working for the total welfare of all people.
He was doing Shreyasi. Ultimate good he was doing. This who is telling? Sudji is telling? All the Shaunakadi Rishis. That one day in the morning, Vyasdevji got up, he segregated the Vedas, Mahabharata was done, and he was continuously doing good for people, but still his mind was not satisfied. Na atushyat. Although he engaged himself in working for the total welfare. What is total welfare? Shreyas. So he was doing his best, what he thought is the best, but he was not satisfied. Prabhupada writes in the purport later also, that if the writer of the Vedas himself is not satisfied, those who are reading Vedas, what will be their condition? First of all, to understand itself, it's a big deal. Because, as Prabhupada explained, there are three sections of Vedas. So first one, work hard, party hard. Second section is, they have worked hard and they have partied hard. Now they are saying, what should I do? I'm still not enjoying. That is the time then when Bhagavan Riddhe se, he tells, bhai, athato brahma jigyasa. Please look forward. This is not the end, what you are trying to do. And then later on in the third part is moving towards liberation and devotional service. So that is why the problem in India, that somebody will quote, Vedas is telling that you can even eat meat. Prabhupada explains, nobody else has explained. Why it is written eat meat? It is for restriction, not for encouragement. Because Mother Goddess Kali's this sacrifice will be done once a month. You cannot tolerate, you cannot control your senses. Okay, once a month, bear the fruit later on, but you want to still eat. Once a month, you sacrifice and eat it. It is not for the purpose of
encouraging.
But people say, "Arey, wahan likha hai, I should eat." Arey. Yeah, so this is the problem. Similarly, Prabhupada says for marriage also. Marriage is also for restriction. Otherwise, what will happen? Human beings will become like animals. Anybody you find, okay, get along. That is for restriction. So Vedas are given like that. But even after reading Vedas, goal is not clear. So he was not satisfied. Sri Vyasadeva was not satisfied with himself. This is actually the biggest challenge in life. I can say from my experience. When you are not satisfied with yourself, it is very, very troublesome. It is very hurting. You cannot live with it. That is the problem. So that was the problem with Vyasadeva ji. He is showing us the way. He is literary incarnation. Srila Vyasadeva was not satisfied with himself. Although he had prepared literatures of Vedic value for all-round welfare of the general masses of people, it was expected that he would be satisfied by all such activities, but ultimately he was not satisfied. This is what happened. So coming to us also, if we get up one day in the morning and contemplate, before, instead of going to the shower, he went to Saraswati river, and if we say, this has been done, that has been done, but am I satisfied? That is the question to be asked. And Vyasadeva is showing the way. Now see what happens. Na ati prasidat.
Na ati prasidat.
Hridayah.
Hridayah.
Sarasvatyastate shuchau.
Sarasvatyastate shuchau.
Vitarkyan.
Vitarkyan.
Vivektastha.
Vivektastha.
Idamcha.
Idamcha.
Uvacha dharmavit.
Uvacha dharmavit.
Translation, Mataji will do.
Thus the sage, being dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect because he knew the essence of religion and said within himself.
Ati na ati prasidat. Prasid means satisfied. Ati prasid, very much satisfied. But na, he was not satisfied at all. What a situation. In the heart, he was not satisfied. But see, he began to reflect. This is the thing. That is the vitarkayan. And because he knew the essence of religion, it's not that he doesn't know. My problem could be I don't know what is the ultimate goal. He knows. He knew the essence of religion, which will come. He knows. He will actually, he will diagnose before, partial diagnosis is completed before Naraji has come. And he said within himself. This is called contemplation. So Prabhupada writes, the sage began to search out the cause of not being satisfied at heart. See what Prabhupada is writing. Perfection is never attained until one is satisfied at heart. Sure. In office also, Prabhu. If we are not satisfied at heart by doing the job, meaning the job is not done perfectly. So, material thing has come only from spiritual. It's a reflection only. So, in spiritual, it is all the more true. That perfection is never attained until one is satisfied at heart. This satisfaction of heart has to be searched out beyond matter. Prabhupada.
That means, Prabhuji, it's ka matlab hai, whatever work you are doing, whatever you are doing, you have to connect those to the Supreme.
Hari bol, jai.
Then only it can happen. Otherwise, no way, whatever perfection you may attain,
Sometimes you feel that it's me, I'm doing it.
Yeah. You cannot get the satisfaction.
That is where. So as Prabhu you said, satisfaction of the heart has to be searched out beyond matter. So the moment work is connected to Krishna, then it is beyond matter. So satisfaction of heart is must. First conclusion. And for this satisfaction, one has to search beyond matter. Second conclusion. Okay. So he contemplated, he found out actually. Now you see, this is for us. He is telling what all he has been, how he has been living his life. He is thinking, I am doing all these things, but still I am not satisfied. So the causes of, we may be doing all these things, but still dissatisfied. What all he was doing, please see this. Dhradavratena. He was under strict disciplinary vow. Still dissatisfied. Chandamsi. He was expert in the Vedic hymns. Still dissatisfaction. Gauravah. Guruvah. He was following the spiritual masters 100%. Meaning, he was following, but not satisfied. Agnya. He was doing all the sacrificial fire. Manita. He was properly worshipping. Nirvyalikena. Without pretense. Genuinely he was doing. It's not that dikhawe ke liye nahi kar raha tha. Genuinely kar rahe the wo. Grihitam cha. What had he accepted? Anushasanam. Traditional discipline also he was following. Kya nahi follow kar rahe the wo. And Bharata, that is the Mahabharat, Vyapadeshena. He compiled Mahabharat. Certainly Amanaya Artha. So he gave the import of disciplic succession also in Mahabharat. And Paradarshita, properly he had explained whatever is necessary for the general masses. So translation, Prabhu, read the translation.
I have under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual masters and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Sudras and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion.
Right. Just to mention here, when this word woman is mentioned here, it does not apply to the devotees. Please don't think ये ये भागवतम में लिखा है कि ये सम ऑफ देम दे विल से तुलसीदास व्हाई डिड ही से ढोल गवार शूद्र पशुनारी ये सब ताड़न के अधिकारी इट इज नॉट फॉर डिवोटीज ही हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड कौशल्या माता वाज वर्शिप्ड व्हेन तुलसीदास रोट सीता मैया वाज वर्शिप्ड But Surpanakha was not worshipped. That is the one Talan ke adhikari. They are the ones who have to be chastised. Okay. And somebody can say, why man is not written here? So word Shudras is there. Because in Kalikal, everybody is a Shudra. Only Prabhupada said. So all of them are covered here. It's not that there is a discrimination here. Just clarifying. Right? So see, I may be following strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipping the Vedas and the worshipping spiritual masters and the Agni, the altar of sacrifice. I may be abiding by the rules and reading Mahabharat, but that's what he's saying. I have done all these things, but I'm still dissatisfied. What's my problem? So you see, depressed and unsatisfied. See, depression is not today's ailment. It is there. Depressed and unsatisfied despite divided Vedas into four plus written Mahabharat, following strict disciplinary vows, worship without pretense. What did he worship? Vedas, spiritual masters and sacrificial fire, abided by various rulings, shown the import of disciplic succession in Mahabharat. But so should he go to psychiatrist? Psychiatrist is also depressed. See, by listening to few people, I get depressed in office. Imagine the situation of psychiatrist. 24/7, that's the job only. Your problem, Arey Baba.
They sometimes see another psychiatrist.
They see another psychiatrist, Prabhu is saying. So, psychiatrist Sangha. So, this is the problem. So, he was unsatisfied.
So, Prabhuji, for us, if Vyasdev is having this kind of problem, you know, then for us, we should not look for happiness in this material world, actually.
Yeah, even if you are doing all these things, you will not be happy.
It's not possible. You know? I mean, that is the ultimate, you know. We cannot do anything. Nobody can do beyond that, right? So, if he is not getting, then why should we look for happiness here? You know?
That is why he is showing the way. That is why this question is asked. Prabhu, thoda dheere bajao na.
Samajhe,
Prabhu. Apne bhai ka, apne bhai ka kopdi pe bajao, awaaz nahi aayega. Okay, so you see, yeah, 100% right. Literary incarnation of Krishna. And he is abiding. I mean, what is left here? And Mahabharata has Bhagavad Gita also. Not that he doesn't know Bhagavad Gita. He's memorized it. Still, this is the condition. Important point here is, he is worshipping even the spiritual masters. See, one should always abide by the spiritual master. But there is one exception. Can you tell what is that exception? You can disregard the advice of spiritual master. There is one exception.
If he is saying for the Shastra.
Yeah, not okay. For Shastra, like he is against the Supreme Person.
Ah, if he says don't worship Supreme Person, you got it. Example?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, like
his spiritual master.
His spiritual master.
Bali Maharaj
also. Bali Maharaj. He told, you please don't give him charity, he is a cheat. He is not a Brahmin, he has come to finish you. He disobeyed. Sorry, you were saying something.
Yeah, if spiritual masters say that don't worship the personality, then how is a spiritual master?
Yeah. Exactly. So that is correct understanding. 100% right. But sometimes why it is mentioned is that it should not be misused. My spiritual master is telling me, don't worship Krishna. Arey bhai. See, once what happened. In one person said, in my goshala, I have 2,000 horses. It shows what? Forget horses, goshala is also not there.
Yeah.
Correct? Otherwise, how can you have? So like this, if the he's not the spiritual master, then that's the conclusion. Okay. See, this is called genuinely introspecting. Tathapi batame dhayo hi atma chaivatmana vibhu asampanna. Ek hai sampanna, Hindi ka word, sampanna. Sampanna means complete. Asampanna means not complete. Asampanna ivabhati Brahma Varchasya Sattamaha. I am feeling incomplete, though I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. What a tragedy. For us, basically. For him, he is literary incarnation. He knows. So, he did introspection and he also finds an answer because Ishwar Sarbhutanam Riddhisarjun Tishthati. Anyway, his literary incarnation. So Krishna gives him the answer. He knows it also. It's not that he doesn't know. So what is the answer? He said, Mataji, you read. Okay, you read, Mataji.
This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord. It is dear both to the perfect being and to the infallible Lord.
Oh, Hari Bol. So he said, this may be. You know, when is the word may be used?
Not sure.
Prabhupada explains in the next one. We will come to that. maybe I can say, should take it here. See, Prabhupada in one of the classes is telling there are two methods of acquiring information and knowledge. One method is aroha pantha. Other method is avaroha pantha.
Reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering. So those who know, play harmonium or they are singing kirtan, all of us, we know what is aroha and avaroha. You know in harmonium? Aroha is when you are going up or down. When you are going up one by one, that is aroha. You are going up. Avaroha is when you are reversing. So whenever there is a raga or any kirtan or anything is there, first they will go from here to up and from there to down. So to acquire knowledge, there are two methodologies. One is aroha pantha, one is avaroha pantha. Aroha pantha is what? It has two elements. First element is experimental knowledge. I will myself experiment and I will find out. So if somebody tells me, look, in winters, if you fire logs, burn the logs, you will get heat. So I will say, okay, let me experiment and try to find out. So I will burn it and I will find out. Aroha pantha. But it will take a lot of time. Instead of if somewhere already there is fire, I can just go and stand, right? What is the point of arranging all the logs and all that? Anyway, so one is keep doing experiment and find the answer. If one can, given the time frame available to a human being of whatever age is available. That is first, experimental. This is part of aroha pantha. Second is anuman.
Assumption.
This is that. Maybe. Perhaps. Ha. Speculate. This can happen. That can happen. This is aroha pantha. What happened, Mataji? Okay. Second is avaroha pantha. Avaroha pantha is, so this one is going up. I have done exercise and I find out an answer. Then next one I go up. Next one I go up. Avaroha pantha is, I just listen to what the realized souls have found out. Okay. They have spoken. I just accept it. That is avaroha pantha. Avaroha pantha is much more authentic than the aroha pantha. Because you may not find out first of all. For example, when the kid is born. So, the kid will be asking, who is my mother? Who is my father? So mother will say, he is your father. The child doesn't say, I want to go for a DNA test. How do I know? Anytime you have seen this. Of course, in the West now, there are so many complications. Their mother also doesn't know. That's a different matter. But they believe. And that is much more authentic than any other test or anything to be done.
Authentic and easy.
You
know, come to the point very quickly, you know.
Yes.
Other than
running around 100 places.
So that is also acceptable, running around. What if you go ahead alone and you get stuck to something which is not authentic? Yeah. That is dangerous.
Yes, true. You may go to a wrong route.
Yeah,
correct.
Anything can happen.
Yes.
Actually.
So one life is not sufficient for aroha pantha, and second life you may not get the human body. So matter will be the mother nature will experiment with you itself. Okay, let me see what now you can become good.
Just on example like that, you know. In our student life, you know, when we have a very complicated questions, mathematical questions, you know. We used to have begin with the end, you know. Let the answer be this, you know.
Oh.
Then we reverse engineering.
Right.
Then we come back because we take the answer first, and then whatever is suitable for the answer we do actually, you know. I mean, we are concentrating everything to the answer now.
Wonderful example.
Not running around the bush.
Right.
Is equal to 4.
So that is for a complicated.
So you know, answer is 10.
Yeah.
Now how did it come?
Now how can I get that? Now start with the beginning and the end. Like.
Correct. Okay. Now you see, So he said, this may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to perfect beings and to the infallible Lord. See, something here, the Prabhupada is using some wonderful words, and in his classes he has explained that. Little bit I'll touch upon. The dissatisfaction which was being felt by Srila Vyasadeva is expressed here in his own words, Prabhupada is writing. This was felt under the, this was felt for the normal condition of the living being. He's used the word normal. He then separate classes he's explained what is that. Just let me, for the normal condition of living being in the devotional service of the Lord, unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, neither the Lord, see this, this is a very high import in this word, neither the Lord nor the living being can become fully satisfied. Can you imagine?
Someone asked the question to Srila Prabhupada, like, if you follow four regulative principle plus, like, if you start chanting, then can I become am I a devotee, mm-hmm. Like, then Prabhupada told a rascal, now only you are becoming a human being, like, now you can try to become a devotee. So
So unless one is fixed in normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living being can become fully satisfied. So what is the normal condition? Prabhupada explains in one of his classes that when we are, for example, we are having fever, is that normal condition? No, without fever is normal condition. Similarly, when we are in devotional service, it is normal condition. Otherwise, it is not normal condition.
Our identity, when what we are, is not our identity. Our identity is, I mean, ultimately
we are in a foreign land on a visit visa.
One of the Mataji in one of the lectures said, you know, Prabhupada, that you are telling the devotees, you are originally so beautiful, so beautiful, your original identity is so beautiful that you come to know that, you will fall in love with yourself actually. Our original identity is so beautiful.
Sahi hai.
Prabhu, one doubt. Neither the Lord, I mean, he is Atma Rasa.
Fantastic question. This is amazing. I'll come to that, because this is, unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living being can become fully satisfied. Right? So what is the meaning of that? Why Lord is not satisfied? That is where, so we have understood the problems why we are dissatisfied. He is having a hunch that maybe I have not done devotional service, that may be the reason. But despite all qualifications, he is still not satisfied. Now see, let us see the circle of transcendental bliss. That will explain this, neither the Lord. Now we have to go a little slowly. Other slides we can go a little fast. Devotional circle of transcendental bliss. What is it? Prabhu, read slowly.
Devotees are happy only when they serve, glorify Krishna.
Correct statement?
Yeah.
Devotees are genuinely happy only when they serve and glorify Krishna. Savai pumsam paro dharmu. So, yaya atma suprasidati. So, they will be only happy when they are serving, glorify Krishna. Okay. Next one, read Prabhu.
Devotees are happy when Krishna is happy.
Agreed? Devotees are happy when Krishna is happy. Otherwise, you cannot be happy because he is the biggest server. We are small USB in that. Right? So, now next one, Prabhu.
Krishna is happy when he serves the devotees.
Please. See this. Krishna is happy when he serves the devotees. Somebody can say, अरे क्या भगवान की सेवा करो, क्यों करना है ये वो? भाई भगवान पहले आपकी सेवा कर रहा है. Our, we are doing later, if we want to. But he is already serving. So, Krishna is happy when he is serving the devotees. Agreed? Next point, Prabhu.
Krishna is happy when the devotees are happy.
Krishna is happy when the devotees are happy. Correct? And when are devotees happy?
When they serve glorify Krishna.
So back to the square one.
But here one question has come, no? So Atmarama, Lord is Atmarama.
Right.
In any condition, he is happy. Isn't
he? Yeah, yeah. That Satchidananda is, he is happy.
But devotees are not happy.
This is the difference between the liberation and the devotee. The liberated person is also happy. He's got away from the matter. So he's happy. Krishna doesn't need anything. He's Atmarama, agreed. But there is a superlative bliss which he gets. Why did he become child of Yashoda Maiya? He is Atmaram, right? Why did he do all the leelas with Gop Gwal and all these? Why is he doing? So this point is right. It is like for us also, right? The soul is Satchidananda. Then what is the need of doing devotional service? It is just get rid of that matter and you are Satchidananda. But there is a superlative bliss by serving. When Krishna is serving, when he is getting tied by the rope by Mother Yashoda, he is serving his mother and he is getting superior bliss, and mother is getting superior bliss also. So it is actually a big transcendental circle, a bliss. So what happens? Devotees will be happy when they genuinely serve Krishna. When Krishna is happy, devotees will be happy. Similarly, Krishna is also happy when he serves the devotees. Okay, he is Atmaram, agreed. But he is happier. Okay, let me put it this way. Maybe I should write here happier, not happy. Krishna is happier when he is serving the devotees. And Krishna is happier when devotees are happy. And when are devotees happy? When Krishna is happy. This is the circle of transcendental bliss. So in other words, Krishna is happier when he sees satisfaction and bliss of devotees in serving him. It is not the mundane happiness that he is happy, okay, he is having $1 billion and therefore Krishna is happy because he is having. No. This is the continuous circle. So each one is serving the other one and each one is becoming happier. As you were saying, Mataji, that it is not that it's not about me, it is about Krishna. As last time we were discussing in third canto, right? Devotional service is of three types plus the pure devotional service. Devotional service in ignorance. That is, I am the best devotee, I will do violence, I want my disciples, people should follow me, I and I and I. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, pay dandavats to such devotees because they are still believing that Krishna is supreme, so you have to pay dandavats. But please don't associate. Second one is Rajasik. Rajasik was name, fame. If that is the goal, then Rajasik. Then Sattvik is to get rid from the material infection. I am doing devotional service because I don't want this material infection. This is Sattvik, but this is still not pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is what you want is my bliss. This is very difficult but easy. Achintya bheda bhed. So this is something very, very. Bhagavatam is really amazing. Yes. Should I go to the next slide? Time ho gaya? What is the time? So we go. So we'll end with this. Grantra Srimad Srila Prabhupada ki. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Sabhi ghatte bhaktam ki.
Jai.
So I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
You said Vyasadeva was dissatisfied.
Yes.
But he don't know about why he is dissatisfied. But then Narad Muni came and he said, this is the fact that you are dissatisfied.
Yes.
Narad Muni. Yes. He did not mention Narad Muni.
No, he has not yet come.
He's coming.
He is thinking he may be like that. That's what Mataji. This may be because he is thinking this may be.
What happened? So it's like this. He got up in the morning. Then he thought I should do good for people. He divided Vedas into four. He wrote Mahabharat. And then he thought, I have done so many things, but I am not satisfied. Why?
Yeah, then Narad Muni will come.
Then he thought before he comes, he himself thought, maybe because I have not done devotional service.
Okay.
Now Narad Muni is going to come.
And confirm that.
And he is going to ask him some tough questions. Which like any disciple.
No, bro, Bhakti Vaibhav.
But this one, no. That exam is confirmed. It won't be postponed.
Paper ke saath hi aa rahe Prabhu.
Okay, Mataji. So he's yet to come.
Bhakti Vaibhav for
yes.
Yeah, this is the background of Naraji is yet to come. He is right now in depression, he is thinking what is wrong with me, and he thought maybe I have not done devotional service. Next, Naraji is going to come. Shloka of the week, sorry. That one we should do. Please quickly let's do. Call Mataji also.
Divya. Divya.
Prabhu will recite. Just one minute only, it won't take more than 1 minute. Just 1 minute.
Important shloka, Mataji.
Because so many problems are there, what should we do?
Mataji.
Prabhu, you recite.
Kale dosha nidhe rajan.
Kale dosha nidhe rajan.
Astihi eka mahan guna.
Astihi eka mahan guna.
Kirtana deva krishnasya.
Kirtana deva krishnasya.
Mukta sangha param raje.
Mukta sangha param raje.
Prabhu, translation.
Translation by Stephen Gracie Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
My dear King, although Kaliyuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom.
Kaler dosh nidhi rajan. Nidhi means samudra, ocean. It is ocean of faults. But ek mahan gun, there is a big one good quality. What is that? Kirtanat. By chanting, eva, certainly chanting what? Krishnasya, names of Krishna. Mukta sangha. Sangha is material bondage, mukta, released from that. Param, to the transcendental spiritual kingdom, param vrajet, one can go. Just by chanting, one can go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय।
प्रभु जी प्रार्थना चाहिए।
हाँ
दिया के लिए।
यस वी शुड डू।